Well, hey, church. My name is James Cavalier. I work with our young adults here at the Vista campus. And today I'm bringing you the Daily Dose. Want to wish you a happy 4th of July. Hopefully you're enjoying the day. You're going to enjoy some fireworks this evening and just celebrating and remembering all the incredible freedom that we have here in America. Well, today I want to bring you the Daily Dose. I want to continue in our favorite Jesus stories. One of my favorite stories actually already been done by Larry, but because there's still some stuff I want to unpack there, I want to read it to you again. It's going to come out of the book of Luke chapter 17 verses 11 through 19. It begins like this. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Now one of them, he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" And then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." I think there's two really big things that we can pull out of this story that I think are really valuable for us today. One of the first things that stands out to me when I read through this passage is this call to faith. So the 10 lepers, they call out to Jesus and they call him Master or Lord. And they're making this claim and this title over their own lives that Jesus is the Master, that he is the Lord. And so what he calls them to do is to respond to that title with faith. He says to go to the priest, to go before the priest and to show themselves that they've been healed. And what I love about this is that the story says that as they go, we don't know how far along the road and maybe how many miles they started to walk, if there's a discussion about it, because they're not supposed to go to the temple. They're not supposed to go to the priest. There was a Levitical law that said that they're supposed to stay away, that there was this custom that they had to call out unclean along the roads because they were separated from normal community, from normal society because of this disease that they had. And so Jesus calls them to walk out in faith. And I think sometimes in our Christian life, we kind of put this call on God that if God would do this, then I would do that. If God would give me this, then I would believe in him. If God would, then I would. And what Jesus calls is what Jesus says to these guys is he says that if you really believe that I'm Master, you really believe that I'm Lord, then I'm going to ask you to walk in faith. And it's as they go down the road that they receive this healing, that they receive this blessing. And I think sometimes in our Christianity, it's as we go, as we walk in obedience, as we obey what Scripture has called us to do, that we receive the blessings that God has stored up for us. I love that principle because it's so often that as we go in this life that we receive what God has in store for us, not before and not even after. It's during this life of obedience that we receive the blessing that God has in store for us. And secondly, the big thing that stands out to this is obviously this idea of gratitude, that only one comes back. And one of the things that I think stands out to me is just this principle or this idea of gratitude beyond just being grateful to God for what he's done for you every single day, that you woke up this morning, that you're watching this on some sort of device, whether a phone or a computer, you have so much to be grateful for and to live a life of gratitude, but also to express that gratitude, not only to God, but also to other people. I think sometimes we forget that when we feel gratitude and we don't express it, it comes off as a lack of gratitude. If you caught up with the other 9 and asked them if they were thankful to God, if they were grateful to Jesus for what he had done, I believe absolutely that they would say yes. But because only one comes back, what Jesus experiences is a lack of gratitude. And so I want to just encourage you from this story today that if there's people in your life that you're grateful for, show them that gratitude. Express it to them. Don't just feel it and say that I'm grateful, but go out of your way to tell them you're grateful for what they've done. Not just that you feel a certain way, but show them, express it. Because unexpressed gratitude feels like a lack of gratitude. And we all know what that feels like. When we've done something or gone out of our way and we feel like they didn't respond the way we thought they would or should, we know what that lack of gratitude feels like. And so what I want to encourage you to do is as you go, walk in obedience, you receive the blessing and express that gratitude to the people in your life that you know deserve it. Have a blessed day, guys.